Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, what are you?
Yeah, I can't hear you. You have a lot of noise in the background.
What happened?
Not too good. Who am I speaking with?
Christopher. How are you, buddy?
Christopher? This is Christopher?
Yes,
okay. Yes, this is Lawrence Carroll regarding my refund. It never got through. It never has been returned to the account, and they want me to fill out some forms and go forward with the dispute to put pressure on you to get the money back. They took off my provisional coverage. It's been over 3 or 4 weeks.
Oh, my God.
And it was just another 3 or 4 or 5 days, the longest, before it would appear on my account. It never did. I just checked.
Did you take your bank account?
It's hard to hear you, Chris, because of background noise and your voice is kind of a little, the volume is low.
Did you check your bank account?
Yes, we've checked. I just got off the phone with them. And they said absolutely no money was returned from orbit, nothing. And so I don't know what happened. Maybe you guys hit the wrong number on the keyboard, and you ended up sending it to not the correct account. But I have my credit card here, for the debit card for the account that we used, in my hand.
Okay. What I will do, let me check with my billing department and my bank, and I will get back to you. Because from my side, it's already
okay,
been...
Okay, when will you do this? By tomorrow sometime?
Yes, I will let you know by email tomorrow, okay?
You're going to send me an email tomorrow, okay.
Uh-huh.
All right, a phone call would be good, too. I'm always sitting right here by the phone line. Yeah, I want to straighten this out because they're sending me another set of, dispute documents that I would have to fill out and send it back to them in a timely manner, and then they will go to work, they said, to retrieve the money. But I thought we had a good agreement. It sounds like you're still claiming that you did do it, but something must have went wrong. So I'll let you look into it, and I'll look for either an email or a phone call, or I'll be making a phone call to you. Do you have an extension or something?
Sorry?
Do you have an extension where you are?
Oh, which extension you're talking about?
Your phone line, do you have a special number or a department number that I can add when I call the main number? Or
I just talk
to support or billing, they can find you wherever you are, right?
No, actually, my extension is 609.
Say it one more time.
609.
609 is Christopher's extension. Okay. All right. Thank you very much, Christopher. I'm sorry for reaching out to you. We have to have another conversation, but I got to take care of this. It's not a lot of money, but it's enough that I could use that money. And I haven't even hired anybody else. And like I told Thomas, and I told you too, I said, you guys could have maybe come up with a different option. I was happy to hear that Thomas said the guy wasn't fired, but he was suspended. So that's better than firing the poor guy during holiday time.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully he comes back and life goes on for him. But if you would have said, I got another project manager I can hook up with you right now. He's ready to go, and he'll help you get all set up and go through your list of things to do for the deal that we had. Since apparently the money seems to be still in your account. But let's take a look and see what happens. If we can't just patch things up between us and you get me a different person to work with, and they can get right to work, take control of my screen share and get right on to a list of, it's a small list of things I need done to just upgrade my website. So for the new year, we could do it. But the other problem I'm having now is, to be perfectly honest with you, that it'll be gone in about a week. We've had earthquake renovation on the property, and it's like jackhammers and pounding from hammers It's just, yeah, it's been a risk. It's been hard for me to, you know, just concentrate on everything. Even watching TV is almost impossible. They're right under my unit. So, any of that. But they're moving down. They're finishing up here soon, and it'll get quieter. And I could start working with somebody. So I'm happy to pay that money if we stick to the same deal. If you can get me another, you know, project manager that's not maybe as immature as Daniel was, as far as I was concerned about the way he conducted himself with me. So I just expect a lot. That's just me. I'm a perfectionist. So keep that in your hat. If in fact you did send the money back, and it's just or that you sent it to a misunderstood account number, you had a wrong number, that was somebody, you know, hit the wrong key accidentally, and it didn't get to me, you need to resend it again as soon as possible. Okay?
Yes.
All right, Christopher, unless, like you say, you have another project manager who can take over for Daniel Foster, who is on, suspended, get me somebody else, and we could start probably, you know, in another week to 10 days, I would be ready to work with somebody. And maybe because the New Year's coming, it's not the right time, we could start the beginning of January, you know. I'm willing to work with you guys. There was nothing that you did wrong. It was just this kid was not returning my call. And for 2 weeks after I paid that great deal, right, Chase set me up for half 50 to 70% off. I got on the deal, so I figured I got, you know, at least $1,500 worth of repairs on my computer. Because everything I said I needed done, he says, we're going to do all of it. So don't worry about that. But it never happened. 2 weeks later, I'm still waiting on the guy after a week went by since I gave him the form with all the details. Yeah, and then he had disappeared. Yeah, mysteriously, because nobody told me what actually happened. I really don't know. Even he didn't say when I talked to him. And he was almost crying a bit, you know, having a hard time speaking without choking up. Almost begging, and I don't like to be begged. I think you got to be a man. If you have done something wrong, you got to face up to it. And don't start crying on me on the phone. Please. I'll work with you all week, and, you know, I'll do nonstop until I get it done. You know, I wanted to help him, but I just can't roll like that. I just have him. I'm too much of a perfectionist. Everything I do, I expect a lot from others, like at my level. Maybe that's my error, because everybody's not me with my experiences. So, any event, I apologize for all this hassle, but find out what you can and get back to me, okay? And then we'll take it from there. All right, thank you, Christopher. You have a good evening.
You too.
All right, talk to you tomorrow.